Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Chris, let me ask you a question. Chris Guy's our guest. I'm flying back from the border, and I should be here for showtime, but when is your rally coming up? Because if you can do Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, I'd love to have you at least host part of the Sunday show because you're a real leader. Tell me about the rallies you got coming up. Tell me what's happening right now.
Okay, so I got a rally tomorrow. I hope the connection's good. I got a rally tomorrow at Prince's Island Park in Calgary. We have a rally on Sunday at Central Memorial Park in Calgary. On Monday, I'm heading over to Vancouver. We have a big event, Vancouver, Tuesday night on 420, right after the cannabis event. And it's like a candlelight vigil. And we're going to have a huge gathering, and we're going to talk about what's going on and talk about how to take action. Then I'm going to be waking my way all across Canada, another 5,000-kilometer drive. And I'm going to get to Montreal for May 1st, which is going to be the biggest and most important event of this entire lockdown. We are going to have those streets flooded, and nobody's more angry than the people in Montreal because they've been living under a curfew for the last few months. Absolutely.
Tell me about Grace Life there in Alberta, because you have really awake people, beautiful people. I've seen thousands come out with this little church shut down, hundreds of SWAT team people shutting it down. I mean, like you said, a so-called conservative governor. What the hell's going on there?
They're not conservative. There's no such thing as conservative in the Canadian politics anymore. They're all puppets. They're all being told exactly what to do. They're all in lockstep with each other. And that, I don't use that word by accident. And I was just with Pastor Arthur, the one who went viral. We made a video together. We did a live together. And he's a Calgary hero. And if the rest of the pastors just acted like him and kicked these guys out, didn't let them enter, told them to come back with a warrant.
Oh, that great Polish immigrant.
Yeah, he's incredible. We were just at his house a couple days ago. We did a live together with Kevin J. Johnston, who's running for mayor here, and he's the only candidate in Calgary that's pledging to end these lockdowns. So
let's be clear. You're having a great time. You're reading great people. You're energized. Fighting tyranny is not a pain. It is a pleasure. That's what the servants of evil don't get is this is empowering.
It's a blessing. It's an absolute blessing. And every single thing they try to do to me to try to slow me down, all it does is it invigorates me more.
Because you're not a victim. Explain that to liberals and those under victimology. When you're attacked, you don't back down. You fight back. God does the rest of the way. Explain that.
Well, in the lefty ideology, in this victimhood ideology, everyone's a victim. Everyone's some kind of discriminated either by racial, by their sexual orientation, by their gender, etc. It's all a red herring. It's just a way to actually stop people from logically thinking and put them into this little box where they can be controlled via political correctness and so-called identity politics, which is all complete bull, and it's all a tactic of division.
Exactly, and we're breaking out of that, and people are experiencing the human power of reality.
100%. Nothing has united us more than this pandemic and these restrictions, because it's letting everybody know that color, ethnicity, age, gender, sexual orientation means absolutely nothing. We are all humans. We all have rights. These rights need to be respected. These rights need to be asserted. These rights need to be kept alive. It's that simple. If you look at the protests, they're not predominantly white. They're not predominantly black. They're predominantly human. That's all. That's the common denominator here. We're human beings. Our lives.
And humanity knows this is an anti-human strike. And yeah, the enemy's attacked. We're reorganizing, but the enemy's scared now, I think.
The enemy's terrified. If they weren't scared of me, they wouldn't be putting me on a no-fly list. They wouldn't have sent 40 cops to my house to try to illegally arrest me. They wouldn't have banned me from Instagram and vowed that they're going to keep banning me if I try to make a count. They had people spamming my Telegram with gore and porn trying to get it taken down. They've hired hundreds of trolls to attack my Twitter, which is basically my only outlet of social media left, to try and discredit me. They are literally pulling out all the stops. They even have people making cartoons about me. Like, I don't know,
Chris, but you'll have a home here. We love you. Join us again Sunday or whenever you can. We really appreciate you. Thank you so much for the update, my friend. You're on fire.
I plan on making it to the States in the beginning of May as well, one way or the other.
And if you can get in here, brother. All right, we'll try to budget some time to come on Sunday. I want an update during all this. Chris Sky, amazing.
I can do that for you. I'll be there.
All right, we love you. All right, coming up, we got Robert Barnes. I'm up here working on a Thursday night in mid-April 2021. And I just want to say something. I am so blessed and honored to work with this incredible crew that has come together over the years and is truly an answer to prayer. And I am so blessed and thankful for all of you, the listeners of the show. I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. Whether you are old, whether you are Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter. You've got red blood. And if you love freedom and justice, and if you love our innocent children, we are brothers and sisters together. And it has just been an incredible experience to work with you over the years. And as crazier things are, I want to keep working into the future. But again, that's really up to you and up to God. So please, I hope God works through you and puts a message in your heart to support us. But again, that's up to you and your relationship with God. I just want to thank you all for the years of support you've given us and what you've done. And just ask you again to pray to God and ask what God's vision is for you. And then hopefully God will touch your heart to continue to support InfoWars. God bless.
War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Well, I had a lot of great guests on the show. We invite communists and globalists on, they won't come on, but everybody we have on regularly are smart. But right up there at the top is Robert Barnes, great lawyer, great constitutional lawyer, great criminal lawyer, great First Amendment lawyer, but also a great historian. Because I've done a lot of history research, and there's not a lot of folks I can have conversations with that know as much as I do or more, and Barnes is right up there. That's why I've had some great, you know, 2-3 hour conversations with General Flynn. He knows as much as I know, and then a lot more in other areas, but... You know, Flynn twice has endorsed me because he's actually, you know, met with me and we've had real discussions about the military and intelligence and he learns about a BSer. But my point is that this is real here. We've done real research. We live this. We breathe this. We eat this. We sleep this. We crap this. This is not a game. So I respect Robert Barnes, constitutional lawyer. So I got three things I want to cover with him. The COVID lockdown, then admitting the vaccines don't matter. It never ends, which you warned of a year ago. The Chauvin trial, the plan for race riots, and then what the globalists are doing. And also our own Sam Montoya, reporter in the Capitol. They're not going to arrest AP reporters or Getty reporters or all the other reporters, CNN reporters that were there, National Geographic reporters, but he's arrested because he's wearing a MAGA hat. To me, this is a real outrage. Tucker Carlson covered it 2 nights ago. So let's start there, Barnes. 450-something people arrested, 30 FBI agents with federal marshals raid Sam Montoya's apartment 2 days ago. They are wanting to say it's a conspiracy that we launched this attack and all this. What do you make of that? While they just deferred prosecution, people that burned down police stations, attacked federal buildings, shot people, they just released a bunch of Marxists that actually launched really militant, violent terror attacks for political purposes of fear. That's the definition of terrorism. And then, meanwhile, they're still trying the whole Capitol thing. What does Robert Barnes make of that?
Well, I mean, what happened on the January 6th cases is an evidence of just how politically weaponized our entire prosecutorial process has become, in that you have people who basically committed trespass. That's what 90% of them really can be accused of. Many of them didn't know that they committed trespass because the doors were open and the police were letting him in and not saying otherwise. It is a
and Sam building. Has video of that. They wave him in, the velvet ropes, yeah.
And so in that context, they didn't actually cause any harm in terms other than some, a few people to property. There was you know, nobody that was actually kidnapped or any of that nonsense. There was nobody taken hostage or any of that nonsense. There was they went out of their way to avoid damages to the property. Most people did that were part of it that actually went into the building. Most people just took selfies and left. There was and most of the myths that had been built up before have now been disproven. In other words, there's no evidence that the one police officer who died, he died for any reason related to anything that happened that day on January 6th. The only person who died that day was shot without any justification. Jonathan Turley was making that point today. I mean, look at
that. And that was Ashley Babbitt, and the cameraman that shot it was our reporter. He's been arrested.
Exactly. And it was, I mean, it's extraordinary. I mean, you have the Minnesota case of the woman who mistook her gun for a taser. She's immediately prosecuted, and they have to put security around her house in fear that they're going to go and lynch her there in Minneapolis, effectively.
But they won't release the name of the shooter in D.C. of Ashley Babbitt.
For which there's simply no justification. There was no explanation from the Justice Department how that was a justified shooting. That was an on-the-spot summary execution, which is not allowed under the law, period. He wasn't confused between gun and taser. He didn't warn. She wasn't fleeing something. What they had was trespass and damage to property. That's not summary execution. And yet that is exactly what the Justice Department said is just fine. We have the most politically weaponized Justice Department in our modern history. These are people who make J. Edgar Hoover look like a beacon of independent, nonpartisan, ethical integrity. That is how bad it is. And it's just getting worse and worse, and they don't care. They don't care about the obvious, incredible discrepancy between treating minor trespassers. Some people that they're arresting didn't even go into the Capitol.
Well, why don't they care anymore? Because it's obvious I tried to stop the attack. It's obvious that I didn't know this was going to go down, that I don't have a motive. It makes me look horrible. The Capitol got attacked. But the FBI is in the Washington Post, and we know they are, actively trying to build a case, just like they had the U.S. attorney who had to step down. He went on 60 Minutes and said, we're going to build the case for this. So they have the FBI telling us, we're going to build the case that Alex Jones and Roger Stone attacked the Capitol in a pre-planned deal with no evidence, no motive, and we didn't do it.
Correct. I mean, it's just open political weaponization of the process in ways that they don't even care about the limits of it. So, I mean, when you have someone like Ray, and again, this was sort of a weakness of Trump that Ray was ever appointed, it's still the FBI director under Biden. They just think that they're beyond and above the law. And so far, that's the message that they have received from the institutional actors. They don't get punished by the media. They don't get punished by people in Washington. And consequently, that's who they are concerned with. They're concerned with pleasing and placating them. And so far, they've achieved that objective and are going to continue to double down and triple down on it. I mean, this goes all the way back to after the end of the Cold War, when they created PACCON to infiltrate militia movements to try to create violence so they could justify the extended surveillance state that they wanted to build, that they had started to build during the Cold War. They needed a new pretext for. This is just a different
variation. Let's talk about that, because you talked about this a year ago, 6 months ago. We talked about it, about using intelligence agencies on the people. We have Congressman Nunes, the Republican head of the deputy head of the Intelligence Committee in the House, saying, no, they're weaponizing the CIA and other agencies against Americans. It's illegal. Well, don't disbelieve Nunes. The Democrats, when we come back, will play it. They are saying that, no, we're going to have the CIA go after American citizens. So they're openly, they can't win a war in Afghanistan. They can't win one in Iraq or Syria. They want to start a war with 150 million gun owners?
Yeah, that's how insane it is. But that's the nature of these people. I mean, they want to use this as a new domestic terror laws that are more expansive and extensive than the Patriot Act ever could even think of being, to put Americans under scrutiny and skepticism, and then use the combination of the precedents they set in the lockdown context and use the pretext of what happened on January 6th as their reasons to do so. They want to. It's a statist mindset that says you should not only not allow your adversaries to have a public platform to speak, not only should you allow legal lawfare to be waged against them, but you should threaten to put them in prison and deprive them of their abilities to even leave their homes or own a gun. That's the mindset and mentality these people have.
Well, what I'm blown away by is some people are like, don't even support your reporter, you know, because you'll be connected to it. Like, he went in there. He went in there and just videotaped. It's not some conspiracy. Sure, I didn't send him in there, but that doesn't matter. Even if I had sent him in there, other media is allowed in there. He didn't hurt anybody. He didn't attack anybody. He documented something. So where is this going, Barnes?
I mean, I think, well, it unless there's continuous attack, this is going to continue to accelerate. The only check is going to be the public pushing back. Now, we may get some part of that pushback in the jury trial in the Chauvin case. Either that Soviet-style show trial will get defused and rebutted, or it will be encouraged and incentivized, depending on what the jury decides in that case.
And that's my next. That's the next area we're going to cover is the Chauvin trial. You're a smart guy. You represent people killed by police. You've won a lot of cases. And there are some bad cops. I've got video here in Colorado. A mentally handicapped woman with Alzheimer's has lost her family, has something in her hand, forgets who she is. They beat her up. And, yeah, the cops are idiots, okay? But they're not our enemy. But she's white, so no one cares. So I want to talk about, with Robert Barnes, the Barnes Law, when we come back on the other side, what's going to happen to the Chauvin trials? We already had, like, what, five nights of riots, police stations burned down, buildings shot down. Can you imagine if Ashley Babbitt had burned down a police building? She did nothing. She's dead. But imagine that, what they would have done. So Robert Barnes, BarnesLawLLP.com, at Barnes_law on Twitter. And he also hosts some other great shows. We'll talk about internet censorship and so much more. But first, the Chauvin trial, how bad will it be? The inside baseball, ear to the ground with Robert Barnes. Straight ahead, I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Sources, a lot of research, but a lot of gravitas, and he's worried about the time bomb of the Chauvin trial and the George Floyd death. A tragedy, we're all sad about it, but now we learn enough fentanyl to kill three people. All these leftists wanting his head, the riots that have come from it causing so many problems, about taking over the police, about the UN having control. So as a constitutional lawyer, guys, prosecuted, very judiciously, a lot of real cases where cops have done wrong and getting big judgments for black folks, you name it. Why are you saying this is such a fraud, and where do you see it going?
Two parts. One is that Chauvin had agreed to plead guilty to third-degree murder before the trial, and so that put him in jail potentially for 20 years. And it was Bill Barr who blew it up. And so if they were serious about getting an outcome that could meet the facts, they already had that in the bag, and they chose not to. So this is very much a Soviet-style show trial, simply because they refused to do a reasonable plea deal. And the trial is for public consumption almost entirely. The second, because they have Chauvin on tax and other issues, so Chauvin's going to jail no matter what. And that's why it's purely a show trial. The second part is the way they prosecuted the case. They've pursued theories of evidence that simply don't make sense. Basically, they've tried to prove the media's narrative, which is a fake narrative. Tried to pretend that the fentanyl was no big deal. You could just hop in a car and drive off with that amount of fentanyl in your system. Said 90% of the time, they're experts that smoking won't bother your lungs. Their heart, quote-unquote heart expert, who's a political hack, came in and said that having an oversized heart with 90% blockage in different parts of your heart is actually a sign of a good, healthy heart. Said that, you know, there wasn't a fentanyl in his mouth. There was gum in his mouth, even though it was found in the back of the squad car, was fentanyl with his saliva on it. So, I mean, just trying to gaslight the jury and gaslight the world by having this Soviet-style show trial that's utterly unnecessary given the possible plea deal.
And we have him dropping the fentanyl out of his pockets on video.
Yes. Oh, exactly. I mean, it's and they found the fentanyl in his system. And he did it before. He did it in 2019, a year before. When he got arrested, he got pulled over, he panicked, and did a sudden ingestion of a bunch of dangerous drugs, almost died. They had to rush him to the hospital, and he barely survived. So pretending that this didn't happen, pretending that that he didn't do anything wrong, pretending that, like, it was only over $20. It wasn't over only $20. The reason why the police were called is because they couldn't get him to leave or return the money, and he seemed to be acting like he was high. That's why the police showed up, and the reason why he panicked is because he had felony possession of drugs in his car, sitting with his drug dealer, who faced major risk, and so he engaged in felony obstruction by trying to do suddenly ingest.
And the drug dealer said, "I can't testify under the Fifth Amendment because I killed him."
Exactly. The other woman in the who testified could only testify as to some matters, and she said he kept nodding off the whole time, which was the sign of a guy who was already ODing before the police even arrived. And so given what the facts are, what the evidence is, you dig in, clearly the heart condition had a major role. Clearly the drug
intoxication. Well, yeah, the police have become like these custodians for all these drug addicts. I see police in Austin, they just clean up homeless poop, and then people spit at them. Who would want this job?
Oh, no doubt about it. And their other big problem is they've done extensive studies, and putting someone in a prone position with their neck on their – with a knee on their neck or back – has almost never caused death. It just doesn't. And here with Floyd, he had no bruises, no abrasions, no damages to his muscles, no damages to the soft tissue, no damage to
the
wrist.
It just looked bad because he was ODing while put me on the ground. They did it.
And what they had, I think Chauvin's default when he faced fear was to use force. And I think that was the problem, but that's a civil problem, not a criminal problem. And the and again,
but how do you ask police in hysterical positions, if they make a mistake, the books run them, how do you even ask to have police then? Because this won't defund the police. The police are just going to fall apart now.
Well, look at what happened in Brainerd, in the suburb of Minnesota. I mean, but for the Chauvin case, they probably take Dwayne Wright, put him on the ground, prone position. He gets arrested, goes to jail, end of story. But because they're paranoid that any force could be interpreted as excessive force, they have him right by the door, just trying to gently sort of put his arms behind his back. That's what allows him to break free. That's what allows him to get into the car and almost race off. That causes her to want to pull a weapon in the first place. And so the reason they use the prone position is because their own studies have shown it is much less risk than pulling a gun, than using a taser, than using a baton or other forms of physical force. And their government's own witnesses in the trial said they could have used a taser on Floyd. Well, then clearly could have put him in a prone position. So it's all about
my issue is I don't care whether they're white or black. I see these crazy drug addicts everywhere all over Austin. We're supposed to babysit them and then kiss their ass so they fall down and die? I mean, it's so obvious he's whacked out of his brain.
Well, that's what one of the state's witnesses said. Said you can never use a prone position. Said basically you should pull him out of the back of the car, unhandcuff him, and wait for an Uber to pick him up to take him to jail.
But that's what's going to happen. What's going to happen is police slow roll all these communities. I guess the death rate just goes up, just like Chicago.
That's exactly what happens. I mean, well, you know what it is? We've seen this before. It's the late 1960s, early 1970s, when the civil rights movement went too far on the legal side, created too many perceived protections for defendants, and what happened was police withdrew. And what happened? The crime skyrocketed. That's how we get.
And let's be clear, you've won big cases where they torture somebody to death in the jail. There are some bad cops. You go after them, but this is not the case here.
No, it's not. I mean, that's just when you see all of the evidence, when you see all of the facts, when you see all of the data, it's clear what happened here was not.
And again, why do we care? If Floyd didn't deserve to die, we'd say it. I'm not glad he died. I'm just saying race war, burn down cities. What do you expect to happen? Gut level. How long? They won't say how long the trial goes. How long do you think it goes? What happens if he's found not guilty?
They've closed all evidence, so closing arguments are Monday. And here's the other problem is the venue. I mean, this makes the fugitive case look like small change. I mean, that was the famous Sam Shepard case where the inflamed jury pool led to his wrongful conviction. So, here you have a case where they had riots before the jury. Then they find out that the city is paying off $27 million to George Floyd's family during jury selection. And then during the trial, jury's supposed to deliberate while riots are happening related to the same subject matter in their city. This has never happened before. We've never had a jury supposed to deliberate and make a rational decision.
So this is the definition of an unfair trial.
Completely. I mean, it's a mockery of a fair
trial.
So
let me ask you this. We got a minute to break. What is the left looking for? Just rubber stamp what they want? Or?
I think the left wants him hung. The left wants him legally lynched. And the left wants to show they can use and weaponize the prosecutorial process to validate and vindicate their media narratives to help push a particular politicized agenda.
Sure, so like anybody they want burned, they can burn.
Exactly. That's the point. To show this is what we can do, when we can do it anytime we want, any place we want, even to a police officer. And if we can do it to a police officer, by golly, we can do it to any ordinary Joe.
Well, good thing I'm not a cop. If I show up, there's some giant dude on freaking drugs starting stuff. I mean, you're supposed to babysit this guy? I mean, God, I tell you, it's incredible. All right, Robert Barnes, we'll finish up. We got two more seconds with him. I want to get more into this, how he thinks we should counter this. And also, we'll talk about all the internet censorship, Tucker Carlson, what's unfolding there, Russia. We're going to cover the waterfront when we come back. Again, I don't like to lecture people. I'm a very private person, but because of the globalists and their attack on humanity, I've been forced the last 27 years to be a public figure, and we've given the globalists one hell of a run for their money because of God. And I know some of our listeners get mad when I talk about God all day, but just give me a break. The Satanism's out in the open. I've always been a Christian, but now the fact that it's a fight between good and evil is so clear. And I get it. A lot of you have been turned off by big churches. A lot of you have been turned off by the corrupt priest class system, and I get it, me too. Believe me, I'm one of them, but it's that relationship with God and just God's universe that God created that is so essential. And God created the universe for us to have communion with God through and to have life. And so that's what InfoWars is really all about. So thank you all for your word of mouth. Thank you for spreading the word about InfoWars. And thank you for supporting us to keep us on air by visiting InfoWarsStore.com. Because without your daily and weekly and monthly purchases, we'll be taken off the air. So thank you for the support. InfoWarsStore.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. We've got about 30 minutes left until our guest host takes over in the fourth hour today. Art Barnes, a friend of mine, our guest here. When I pull back from this and I see Democrat press secretary and Biden, the president, the puppet president, announce we're going to use the CIA and the other 15 intelligence agencies on the right wing. We're going to treat them as enemy combatants. I mean, that's like on a scale of 1 to 10 of tyranny, that's an 11. And then I saw yesterday, it broke last night, it's up on InfoWars.com, Nunes, Dems will weaponize intel community versus domestic extremists. And they define that as Tucker Carlson asking, if I take my vaccine, why can't I go outside? So I want to ask Robert Barnes about both those issues, both the, quote, intel community turned domestically against us, totally illegal under the National Security Act, 1947, versus then the other academic question of, Congress can't question why we take the vaccine. We still can't go outside. So does it work or doesn't it? I mean, this is a murder of logic happening. Here's a few minutes of the ranking Republican on the House Intelligence Committee, Devin Nunes, calling out what the Democrats have announced.
In the press release announcing this hearing, the Democrats accused the Trump administration of refusing to participate in open hearings on worldwide threats because President Trump allegedly didn't want agency heads to contradict his views of rival nations. The real reason Trump officials didn't want to participate is that for years the committee's Democrats hijacked our open hearings to advance conspiracy theories on the Trump administration being filled with Russian agents who colluded with Putin in the 2016 election, among many other issues. But I'm going to review just a few of those hearings. On March 20th, 2017, the Democrats repeatedly recited outlandish collusion fabrications from the discredited Steele dossier that the Democratic Party had actually paid for. Offering a textbook lesson in McCarthyite smears, they sought to prove he was a nefarious Russian agent by invoking supposed evidence such as Trump trademarks in Russia, having visited Russia, and having a vodka friend in Russia. On July 19, 2018, an open hearing aimed at raising awareness of the threat to U.S. research and innovation pushed by communist China, the Democrats called an immediate vote to subpoena the interpreter of the Helsinki summit between Trump and Putin, which was the subject of some bizarre Democrat conspiracy theory that week. When their entire Russian collusion hoax imploded, one that they had developed, Special Counsel Mueller found no collusion. Democrats and left simply moved on to hold hearings to impeach the president over a conversation he had with the Ukrainian president that had no intelligence component whatsoever. Naturally, after Inspector General Horowitz found 17 major omissions and mistakes in the FBI's FISA warrant applications to spy on U.S. citizen Carter Page, a warrant the Democrats had championed, the Democrats did not find the topic worthy of a hearing, even though this committee's duty is to monitor the intelligence community for abuses. The Democrats simply accepted the word of the officials were supposed to be overseeing that the malfeasance cataloged by Inspector General Horowitz, including lies and mistruths told to the FISA court by the FBI, as well as the doctoring of an email by an FBI official, were immediately rectified and no further action was needed. Based on these experiences, we have little reason to hope that the Democrats have any interest in using today's hearing to fulfill the committee's core missions, to ensure the intelligence community is properly resourced and to monitor it for abuses. Instead, we expect the Democrats will encourage the further weaponization of intelligence community against so-called domestic extremists, amongst other conspiracy theories. Democrats see political benefits in characterizing wide swaths of American citizens, particularly Republicans and conservatives, as politically suspect, politically violent, and deserving of government surveillance. However, I remind those assembled here today that our intelligence community exists solely to counteract foreign threats. History shows that major abuses occur when our intelligence capabilities are turned inward to spy on our own citizens. From the FBI spying on Martin Luther King Jr. in the 1950s and 60s to its surveillance of Republican Party members in 2016. This is a red line that simply cannot be crossed. In fact, this committee was created in large part to ensure that that line should not be crossed. That's why it's concerning the Biden administration has directed the DNI to lead a report on domestic violent extremism. It's also worrying to see a growing number of classified products from the NCTC focused on U.S.-based individuals with no foreign influence or connection.
All right. So this is a big, big deal. Long clip. Appreciate Barnes holding during that. But, I mean, like you said, red line, cross the Rubicon. For folks who don't know, this is our government saying we're Nazi, we're KGB. I mean, explain out to people how big this is.
Oh, I mean, what they want the domestic terror panel to do is to have all the Patriot Act powers that right now only apply to foreign terrorists to apply to domestic, quote unquote, terrorists. And their definition of terrorism is pretty much anybody who disagrees with them. So that's the problem. And they want to use the January 6th cases as the.
So they're declaring the American people terrorists.
That's exactly right. Anybody who's our opponent is now a terrorist. You're not a terrorist if you're in Antifa and you try to burn down buildings every night. You're not a terrorist if you're BLM and you're trying to raid police precincts every night. You're not a terrorist if you're part of any of the groups throughout since 2015 that have been beating up Trump supporters and others.
Yeah, they want to triangulate BLM, Antifa, and the FBI and use the military on the people. Don't they get that'll cause an internal civil war guaranteed?
Well, the real model they're looking at is not so much the communist Soviet model, but is the fascist model of the 1930s. So
exactly. They want to nod of the long knives. They want to, yeah.
Yep. You have your paramilitary supporters that are outside of the governmental structure that can do things that you can't do, that you can use as a pretext and a predicate to do what you want to do. You create false flags events, you stage events, or you exaggerate events. I mean, amazing. The January 6th event is basically being treated like the Reichstag fire. So it's the same, except there was less violence and less damage. But it's the same kind of
don't they
mythology.
Get what that's going to trigger? I mean, this is not going to go. This is not 1933 Germany.
Well, but the dangerous side with these people is that they are intoxicated with power, but that's only matched by their degree of ineptitude and incompetence. These are the same people that are rallying.
Yeah, they're starting a fight with an 8,000-pound gorilla.
Exactly. I mean, these are people who are trying to trigger World War III over eastern Ukraine. Well, they're busy rattling the cage in Ethiopia, rattling the cage in Taiwan, rattling the cage in Bolivia, rattling the cage in Venezuela. They're just rattling the cage with Iran with different positions depending on what day it is. The Biden administration doesn't know what it's doing. That's the international community's interpretation. One minute he's begging Putin for a summit. The next minute he's sanctioning them and threatening to send troops and send our ships in right next to Russian ships.
And that's what caused Russians in the early 60s to defect to us because they saw Khrushchev acting like a maniac. Our leaders are acting worse than Khrushchev right now.
By far, by a long mile. In other words, Putin looks completely reasonable compared to the way Biden is behaving. Putin's not changing his mind every other day.
He's cutting defense budgets. He's asking for détente.
Right. Oh, exactly. That's what he's done all the way through. And he just wants the Minsk Accords to apply in Ukraine. But we are really on the verge. There are people within the deep state apparatus. The way to think of this is a lot like they challenged Kennedy in the early 60s. And Kennedy was strong enough to push back. I mean, that's when Operation Northwood was proposed. Kennedy was wise enough to stop it. It doesn't look like Biden is even awake enough to stop it. And so
you'll have the floor in the last segment. Explain Operation Northwood for don't know. What the deep state wants, how much danger we're in, because everybody can feel it, you can see it, and they've got giant FBI task forces out, all the borders wide open, they're human smuggling, trying to set me up to put me in jail. That doesn't scare me, but Bob, it scares me for the country. That, I mean, this is, like, they have like hundreds of police to shut down churches in Canada. What's going on here in 30 seconds?
It's a mindset of complete control. The goal is complete control. The same thing we're seeing with the lockdowns under the guise of a pandemic, the use of mandatory vaccines, but that don't really seem to have serve the function they're supposed to. So you have to get two of them, you have to get three of them, you have to get four of them, you still have to wear masks, still socially distance, et cetera. Along with what they're rattling the cage around the world in all these locations, it's about total control, but it's total control by people who do not have a moral compass and do not have the intellectual abilities to make that even serve the
empire. And they didn't even build the empire. We'll be right back.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
I'm not a Russophile. I'm not an Anglophile. But I love God. And I love America. This is where I came from. You can make fun of my country all you want. I'm proud of it. But at least I owe allegiance to something. But I'll tell you this, Russia didn't start a fight with Napoleon. They didn't start a fight with Hitler. They didn't start a fight with America. And we have ruthless, evil criminals moving heavy troops in and threatening Russia and lying on the news and saying Russia is engaged in provocations. And as Robert Barnes just said earlier, it is insanity to engage. It's one thing to go bully Iraq. I was against it, but it's not going to kill everybody. It's one thing to go into Afghanistan. But there's a paradox here, Barnes. He says, oh, now we're going to pull out the 20th anniversary of 2022. We're going to pull out the 20th anniversary of the official war in Afghanistan. But he's starting a war with Russia. You've got your ear to the ground. What's really going on here?
Well, it's two things. One, I'll give the administration credit, the media credit, for taking Trump's success negotiating a peace deal that had us leaving Afghanistan May 1st. He basically decides to renege, go out by May 1st, and delay for at least 6 months when we're supposed to be going out. But the media portrays it as, oh, Biden agrees to finally get us out of Afghanistan, when what he was really doing was violating the peace treaty that Trump managed to get signed, first president in 20 years to get such a peace deal in Afghanistan. So That's extraordinary media coverage. It's not clear whether we're ever actually going to be out.
And by the way, I read the diplomatic stuff. It's the diplomatic publications that where they talk like real people, like they know we're not reading it. They're like, Trump actually did an incredible job. God, his goodwill. We actually ought to go with this. I mean, they actually secretly admire Trump.
Oh, yeah, no doubt, because he actually managed to successfully keep the world at peace to a greater degree than any president in the post-Cold War era. Managed to be the first one not to start a new war in forever.
So is that a feather in Biden's cap that he begrudgingly more and more is adopting a few Trump things?
To some extent, because it's simply the realistic outcome, but it's not clear how much he's really sticking to it because he changes his mind every other day. So, I mean, you see it.
You were saying that before the break. You've got a lot of context. I do as well. They say Biden has to be drugged up to even give a speech. They say he's gone. What happens?
Well, everybody was always worried historically that you have some president who's out of it, that president will push the red button. The bigger problem is when the president's so out of it that somebody nuts around him will push the big red button. And he has an extraordinary number of dangerously incompetent, aggressive people in key positions of power.
I was about to say, you look at all his people, they're well-known drug addicts, perverts, weirdos, who are like getting off on destruction.
There are people who have who think that they sort of they should have a hegemonic control of the world, sort of have an imperialistic existentialism, to quote the Shadow of Kissinger book about Kissinger himself, but they take it to a whole new level. These are the people that were the worst actors during the Obama administration. These were the incompetent versions of Obama's people.
Well, that's it. They run America now, but they still have an existential envy of America and a hatred of it, even though they've actively conquered it through fraud. I don't like, if I conquered something, it would then be mine. I wouldn't hate what I'd just taken over. I don't get that.
There are people whose mindset mentality is that they uniquely have the moral objective of the world and no one else does, and that they should exercise power to achieve it and attain it. They're all mini Hillary Clintons. That's the best way to understand it. They're just mini Hillary Clintons, but I mean, unbelievably less competent than she was. These are the people who got us into Syria. These are the people who got us into Libya. These are the people who kept us in Afghanistan, kept us in Iraq. These are the people who destabilized Honduras, destabilized Latin America continually and consistently, and now they want to do so on a global scale. And that's why they go back and they either want to play.
But that's what I've learned about a leftist. They will attack even when it doesn't help them because they think that's a power move. They don't even get that it's not.
Exactly, because they are like a dumbed-down sort of version of Kissinger, who believed in exercising power simply to show the world that you had it, even if it had no moral objective tied to it. These are people who believe in that, but based on their own delusional viewpoint. And that's why they're doing the crazy things. They really think, you know, they think a war between Ukraine and Russia would be a good idea, when that would be a disaster. They are the ones who wanted to put U.S. ships right next to Russian ships in the Black Sea, which was inviting World War III. These are people who are supporting destabilization in all parts of the world because they favor destabilization just to show their power. That's why they are.
Because they don't have power.
Absolutely. And that's why one day they want to be tough with Iran. The next day they want to be soft with Iran. One day they want to be tough.
Yeah, why are they starting a fight with Russia but then kissing Iran's ass? Russia's like 50 times more dangerous.
Because they want to play kingmaker in the Mideast. So that's why they'll be back and forth on Iran on a given day. They want to see
exactly. It's some lower level conflict they can play God in, but then they start a fight with a real power.
Exactly. And they had this mentality throughout the Obama administration. They saw Israel not as an ideological threat, but simply as not a sufficiently.
And by the way, I don't even respect a lot of generals and a lot of top people. Some I do, but at least they've been like in 20 tours and combat and killed people. It's all a bunch of weird Harvard women want to have war with Putin because they're going to show a man. It doesn't even make sense. It's insane. It's like putting a woman in the ring with Mike Tyson in 1989. It just doesn't even, it's not even reality-based.
Oh, not at all. I mean, like, the stuff with Russia was insane. I mean, Russia's military is bigger and better equipped than the entire EU put together. So the idea that Ukraine is going to compete with them is just nuts. But it's just, and the idea that we're going to get involved in the middle of it with the second largest nuclear power in the world just does not make sense.
Well, 20 million Russians died in World War II. They're ready to die. That's the problem.
Yeah, deeply nationalistic country, deeply proud of their country. That's who Putin really is. He's Russia's version of Trump. That's why the deep state hates him. And it's just insane. We should be aligning with Russia on key foreign policy.
I agree, and I feel the danger for my family, and it pisses me off, Barnes, that we're literally having some type of pissing contest with these weird liberals because Putin's Christian and Russia's Christian now, so they see it like the Midwest. They want to blow it up.
Absolutely. They want everybody. Everybody's either an enemy or a vassal. They don't see any difference in between, and that's a dangerous mindset to have when it's combined with people who are not intellectually competent or capable.
And let's remember, Pelosi said, I should have been there on January 6th where she was. I beat everybody up, some 80-year-old woman. It's bizarre.
Completely. It's basically a combination of spoiled kids who lived in a bubbled lefty environment. And you combine, and now they have lots of power. They have lots of guns.
They're a bunch of people on psychotropics, drinking liquor on other designer drugs, who now are delusional and want to play war.
Well, exactly. It's like a three-year-old taking LSD and finding daddy's gun in the garage. It's a bad combination. And that's what we have. These are the people who have the trigger of world war in their hands every day. And Biden doesn't know whether he's awake or asleep on a given day as to what he's going to do. One minute he's going to expand the refugee cap, the next minute he isn't. One minute he's going to build the wall, the next minute he's not. One minute he's going to fight with Russia, the next minute he's not. One minute he's going to bomb Iran, the next minute he's going to do a deal with Iran, capitulate. You never know which one you're getting because you have power freaks.
And we saw with the Chinese 3 weeks ago with the Secretary of State, with Trump, they kissed his ass. What was all that disrespect about? They just know, I guess, we're a joke.
Well, that whole speech was a joke. I mean, basically, Trump was always smart. He was always publicly respectful of foreign leaders, and he didn't meddle in their internal affairs. He simply, I'm here to protect America's interest, and that's how we're going to do deals. And that thus, they may not have liked him, but they respected him. Biden, they don't respect, because he doesn't come in saying, I'm going to protect America's ideals. He comes in and lectures them about some local internal issue. They have no interest in hearing the lecture. Particularly from a Biden administration that's busy locking up its political opponents related to the January 6th event, denying them basic core constitutional and human rights on a daily basis, whether it's bail or other things, a bail or speedy trial or right to evidence or you name it. So in that context, they have no respect for him. They have no respect for his administration. They're people who think they're supposed to be the king of the hill. They're supposed to run the playground, and they're basically little nerds with nutty ideas. So that you just got to make sure they don't bring a crazy bomb to school. So that's the mindset that the world sees these people as.
Exactly. They don't even get they run the country. That's their power now. They want to suppress their own power and then show off to other people. And they go, you're an idiot. The Russians, the Chinese go, you're morons. If you're powerful, you make your country powerful. That makes you more powerful. But they have the needle dick syndrome.
Yeah. Oh, very much. Little guy syndrome. So you have these people, and disproportionately a lot of Hillary types. Victoria Nuland, who went to bed with Nazis to overthrow the Ukrainian government, is now back in the administration. So Jake Sullivan has a major role. He was part of the B team that was part of all of the destabilization in Syria and Libya. So these are the idiots that are back. They don't think they made a mistake in the past. They think they should have done more of the same thing. So that's the mindset. You have a bunch of regime change supporters who want to be king of the hill, who want to be seen as king of the hill, who value destabilization solely for the basis of destabilization.
Because they love to watch Rome burn because they can't build things. They can only destroy things. And they love running America down while they destroy the rest of the planet. They're anti-human. You're going to be hosting the Sunday show 4 to 6 p.m. I'll be filing some reports from the border. Robert Barnes, what's that new show you're hosting with that other lawyer? I really like it. I've been watching it.
Oh, sure, yeah. So it's on Locals, vivabarneslaw.locals.com, where we do some deep state episodes, hush-hush episodes, and then we do a show with Viva Fry. That's the show. It's based on YouTube every Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern time, and every Wednesday, 7 p.m. Eastern time.
All right, amazing. Thank you so much. Hour number 4 with a special guest host.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.